Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is July 17th, 2006. Today's session is entitled God of Our Age Revisited, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, presented by Ron Pierre Vignick, number PI-R 2006-01. Let's listen in.
This is from Cambodia. I went to a World Vision trip once. They asked me to come. So I went with these very rich churches, literally, in the state of Washington, in Bellevue, Washington. It's the east side, not the east side of Tacoma where I work. Now, if our fire alarms would at least say something like that, you don't even mind getting up. That's horrible. PLU, I used to work at PLU. Anybody from PLU here? Years ago, they had a Coke machine right in University Center. And if you put in your 20 cents, you got a voice came out. Say, oh, hello, you owe us a dime. And then if you put in the other and got your money, I don't remember the figure, but 35 cents. And then it said, well, have a good day, good morning. I always thought it was so ironic because I realized many students, nobody ever bothers to even talk to them but the Coke machine. And that's a symbol, isn't it? For someone like me, it's a real symbol. Because one of the diseases in this whole nation, or if not the world, is we have nobody to read us. Too busy. So as we gather today, this is a living miracle to someone like me. I don't need a Coke machine. I certainly don't need my clock from Cambodia to wake me up. That red alarm woke me up twice. But then during the week, if you happen to be here, I will tell you the story of why I use Tweety Bird and Sylvester, the language that Tweety uses, and by the way, why a nation would award. It's one of the few cartoons I know in the history of the Academy Awards that's won an Academy Award. I think it's genius. I think whoever developed it knew something about human nature that some of us have forgotten. The kids know. Ask any kid, they'll know what to do with this meteor. I've seen whole people go crazy on it, then. They get a little weird. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Did I spell my name right?
No.
Well, the truth is, I won't show it today, but on my original birth certificate, my name is not Ronald, it's Roland.
Oh, dear.
And due to my goofy parents, I didn't like Roland. I like Roland. I would have preferred Roland or Verlon. I love that name. I actually wanted to name my son, who is now Lauren, former Philip, I wanted to name him Verlon. It has a sense to me. There's something wonderful. And he is a wonderfully gifted man. He's on staff this week. Ron Pierre Vignac, French, though my culture is Russian Greek Orthodox. Can I just say that, because that's what I grew up in. The French Catholic side all disappeared when I was by five. I stole this, pay attention. It's by a wonderful woman, I'll mention it, not today, just so you know where it comes from, it's not my thought. It's Simone Weil, W-E-I-L, who wrote a wonderful essay on what it means to pray. And she says, in many words, pay attention. When you pay attention, you're in prayer. And absolute attention, you would really be doing what spiritual life and prayer is. And I won't go into more of that. Just so you know, that's why it's up there. This is the framework I'm working off. Whatever I happen to say is networks of hope or webs. Plus, I'm a Lutheran. There's always that tension. The networks of despair or webs equal. This is new for me in the last 5 years. Using it networks of trans and then formation. The shaping that comes when you're new in Christ. So that's a theological statement. The other one you could use in any secular institution, and I do. They love it. They buy it up. I mean, they do. So if you're in social service agencies, public schools, yeah, I use this all the time. I use it in the public media, been in the newspaper 100 times. Networks of hope plus networks of despair equals networking of transformation. This is what the grant makers and everybody who makes money wants. This is the end result when you write a grant, what my wife is doing right now instead of being here with me. Nancy, who I met up here at 17, married in 1970, still married, I think. And again, for language, just so you know how we met down at the, I'm 5 years older, she was just 17. And she sent me a little post-it note. There wasn't a post-it, but it was a note on a little piece of paper. And I want you to hear this as I try to bring out of the gospel. She says, "I have a crush on you. Don't worry." So God says to you, "You are my beloved. Don't be afraid." Listen. Use what you know. Be scared as hell about it. That's enough of me. We're here, what am I calling this?
Healthy, wealthy,
wise. Oh yeah, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Thank you. I need a help. I need just somebody who knows how to light a lighter. Somebody? And I brought this up. I'm Russian Greek Orthodox. I love icons. This one happens to be the Advent icon, but can you see what it is, even from where you are? It was yesterday's text. It was the beheading of John the Baptist. His head is down there, and his head is up here. And just so you have a sense, I wrote on the board, icons are windows or picture frames into the heart of God. And so what I try to do in a very simple kind of way is already, because I already know you know, I really do, of how do I evoke in you? Not provoke, I can do that too. I try to stay away from the provoking. That can lead to violence. But evoking usually leads to some sort of relationship. So if you would hold this, by the way, John has these big wings, and that's the symbol in the iconography of the messenger. He's a messenger of God, and he's, okay? And unlike the world's terrible tragedies as we, do you like one of them? Anyone, doesn't matter. You do it, and I'll keep talking, okay? And as we light it, in the common ground we're sitting in right now, I like read the, Eric the Red, that's you, 17. And I want you to remember him, so I will tell not today, and I'll have the pictures of another young man who stood with me and read by memory a scripture. I asked you if you could read, and he couldn't. He was 17, and a Native American, and he would be dead in the next 3 days from gang violence, wearing the blue color, killed by the red color. And so when I see you, knowing it came from the womb of this woman, like all of us. So when you read this, I ask you to read it like you believe it. So this woman, I know, she's a doctor. But the truth is, when she had to give birth, the water had to break, all of us, didn't it? And you weren't sitting there, I don't think, delivering the baby yourself.
No.
Oh. And then somebody had to cut the umbilical, so you have a belly button. You all have belly buttons? It's a very important part of your life. Remember, that's how you receive life originally. So, I say this to you because we forget sometimes how Jesus came to us through the womb of a woman, through the pee hole and the poop hole. I say that not to embarrass us, but just to get us to the reality of this. He loses his head because he stood up for what he believed God's understanding. So, Eric, if you would read Psalm 15, verses 1 through 8, I believe.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear, noses but do not smell. They have hands but do not feel, feet but do not walk. They make no sound in their throat. Those who make them are like them. So are all who trust in them.
So all are those who trust in them. Is that on Psalm 8? I mean, verse 8? Thank you. So that's the context for this. You can put it anywhere, please. I'd like to begin with that. Because I originally called something like this the idols of our age, or God. So I would just like, just a brief, somebody. What's an idol? I mean, we actually made it into a TV spectacular. It's one of the largest shows on TV right now, literally. And what's it called? You all know it. That's what bugs me. I wish you didn't know a damn thing about that, but you do. You do. They ask you to read Psalm 115. You know, where? Is that in the Bible? You know?
Yeah.
I think it is. Okay. Just so we know, what is American Idol?
Talent.
Anybody?
Talent.
What is it? Talent, gifts, all that stuff that we talk about up here. Isn't this a great play? Look what they play. They have music.
It's community.
Okay. What is it?
It's community.
It's actually community.
You call in, you vote, you...
Listen to this.
People have parties.
They have parties. They celebrate. Man, our churches are dead and these guys are having a party. Can't figure out why. Isn't that weird? Think about your own church.
Dumbing down. Program.
Is it dumbing down?
I don't like it. I won't watch it.
Good for you. But the other 30 million people are. So we've got to deal with those folks. Irregardless if you watch it or not, I'm not bringing it. I don't care. It's a show and it's, you know, right? There's 200 channels. You can flip where you want. You can hear the gospel if you want. And any different methods, right?
Yes, a little bit.
So I'm not interested. I want you to think of idol, though. Just anybody else. Now, what is an idol? Anybody? I think that was a nice description, though, of community.
Something you worship.
Something you might worship. But again, I don't like that word worship because I don't know what people mean by worship anymore. What's worship?
Adoration.
Adoration. Keep going. You worship this guy?
No.
Why not?
I just love
him. He's got a stylish chair. You gotta walk here. I mean, this guy's got a stylish chair. He can't see what's going on back of him.
I still don't worship him.
You don't worship him. And you've been married to him?
59 years.
59 years? I mean. We celebrate that, right?
Right.
Have a party. Have the community clap for you. But you're not an idol. It's amazing, Jerry. You talk. You pee and poop, and we have to clean you up. You know?
Scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah.
She did.
I just want to, again, so worship or reverence, whatever you all mean by worship. Okay. What else is an idol? Luther. What would Martin Luther, any of the guys? I know we got a few Lutherans here that actually know Martin Luther said something about this.
Where your heart is?
Oh, that? Okay, we're getting close. What does that mean? Where your heart is? Mine is in here. Whether it has a fibrillator or a chini thing that he has. He's got to get his wires fixed. I wish he'd fix his head. But the point is, go from the heart. Keep going.
What's important to you?
Well, I want to know what an idol is, and I think that's close. Luther would have said.
Something without which you would be desperate and afraid.
You'd be, say that again?
Something without which you would be desperate.
You probably would be. Why? Because you do what? It's important in every context, every religion. Because without that, you
trust it.
That's what the psalm basically said. Those who trusted him. This is going to be lost, folks. And the psalm goes on and says some other things. So I want that to be the opening. How do we deal with something that actually is good? Health, wealth, and wisdom. Those aren't negatives, are they? You're hesitant, like you're supposed to have an answer here. I mean, wouldn't you like to be healthy?
Yeah.
So, wouldn't you like to be wealthy? No, I hear the murmur. Like, I really am, but I don't want to tell you because you might ask for the money. That's why you don't tell me.
But in reality, we all know that more than likely as we age, the health deteriorates. We definitely probably won't be wealthy. And I'm not sure I'm going to be very much wiser than I am right now.
So she taught the whole week's lesson. You can all go camping or something. Yeah, no, serious. I've heard what I'm trying to bring to you so far in 2 days. I mean, from amazing people. I don't even know if she's here. Sherry, and her daughter. Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Oh, and are you?
Sonia.
God, look at this. Look, Snake, come over here. Oh, you're something else. You're beautiful, aside from being filled with wisdom. I didn't recognize her. Why? When I saw you this morning, what did you look like?
I came in my pajamas.
You look like a ragamuffin coming down the hill. Anybody married to anybody for any length of time, oh my God, I married this? I fell in love with it? Isn't she gorgeous? I hope you say, if she isn't, tell her. Because the Bible will tell you. The scripture tells you. You're a new creation. I want you to do the next thing. We're doing now, we have the icon. If you were in a Russian Greek Orthodox church, we actually have some symbols here. If you go into the center there, that whole ceiling. The difference there you would be is you'd see the picture of the Theotokos, the mother of God with the child. Okay, so you got bored with the crazy sermon I'm giving. You look up and thank God there's something up there. And it's a woman. It's a woman because the church is always female. And wisdom is always Sophia, is feminine. And so would you be my assistant?
Sure.
Okay. Come over here. There's a thing we say in our liturgy here after each reading. Somebody? You finish the reading and you say what? Say it one more time.
Holy wisdom. Holy word.
Ooh. As we get into healthy, wealthy, and wise. In the Orthodox Church, this is true in anyone. They're very consistent, by the way. They do it the same way all the time. And you will be the assistant, even though in the church you couldn't be. But for our church, we don't care. I'm the priest, because that's always the male, you know, the big guy. And I would stand with my hands out, not facing you, though, usually. Or if you're going to read, I would face you. Otherwise, we'd face the icon, the window into God. And we'll just say we're doing the first reading. What I would like you to say after I say this each time is be attentive. Okay. So when I stop, you say?
Be attentive.
Thank you. And you can do a body gesture.
Okay.
Whatever's comfortable for you, liturgically. Okay. The Gospel of Mark 6, verses 1 through 6.
Be attentive.
Wisdom. Oh, I would chant it. Wisdom.
Be attentive.
Wisdom.
Be attentive.
Wisdom.
Be attentive.
Three times. Why?
Trinity.
Of course. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a theological gesture.
Be attentive.
I'm going to put you on a clock and then go, you're good. Hey, but I want you to know something. I won't tell the story, though. I hope you'll share something of what you shared at breakfast.
You can share it.
With the whole session, we'll be over then. Just tell us what you're going to be doing sometime.
I'm in the College of Nursing at U of A.
U of A, University of Arizona. And she's talking. This is, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Now you can drink in bars and everything. So you can go and do with your spirit work wherever you want. Oh, I'm serious. So she says, my first practicum or something.
My first clinical was at the hospice ward at the VA.
Hospice ward of the VA. The VA. Veterans. Bombs, you know, all that nasty stuff. Tell me what you said about how you liked or didn't like it.
I loved it. I had some amazing experiences there, and we were having breakfast, and I called my mom during my first semester and said, you know, I kind of have come to the conclusion that those who live well die well.
Keep going. You want to just tell that one little story? Because that was I was almost in shock, because I just did hospice for my mother and died in Wisconsin. Is my Appleton folks here?
Amazing, right? You too?
Yeah.
You were at the funerals.
Yeah.
One of them is a pastor. I gave her the last morphine. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to take it. I did. I said, who would know anyway? I don't know how many drops I gave her. I'm an addicted person, so I knew if I did it. But you said something. You were so incredible, full with wisdom. This woman has wisdom. She's 21. And she shared it with me at a breakfast table. And I would like you to share now why that story of move from the death, live well, you die well. When you don't live well, what happens?
Could you just talk a little louder?
Sure. I could do that. I kind of came to this conclusion because, you know, I saw hospice, you know, we'd go to our clinicals and people would be there 1 week and they wouldn't be there the next. And we saw the families come in, and the families that had a lot of bitterness and resentment because of possibly how their father treated them when they were growing up and hadn't really forgiven them, and the father obviously hadn't forgiven himself, they were the ones that kind of cried out in pain, and the ones that just, they did not go easily. And the families that had, you know, dealt with all their past problems and knew that they were, you know, in a situation where they weren't going to be around much longer and had just dealt with everything that they had, they went easily and they went peacefully, and it just was a very like stark, vivid image of if those who live well die well, and if they had a good life and they'd made their peace, that they went peacefully.
Amen. Thank you. Give her a hand. I mean, and I don't do that so her ego gets any bigger. That's not, I was just amazed that she had wisdom. And I'm asking you now, as we enter actually into this thing, we're not going to get anywhere with this. These are so huge, these topics. But healthy, wealthy, and wise. And now I need more help. I'm a very helpless man. Nancy would agree. This is amazing. I've had this for some years. I believe 1989 is the original. I need somebody to come up and read. Augustine must have wrote this. He was reincarnated into a market guy. No, seriously. Somebody come up who has got a loud voice. Male, female.
I can read loud.
You guys are awful shy. Come on. I won't pick on you. Okay. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. First observation you all have is what? Who is it? Female, male? How do you know? You don't. You see something that I don't see? No. You don't see. You think you see a female? Why?
Because of the rights.
You all know, but you don't really know. You don't know if she's got breasts or if she's just a guy in drag. You think you know, though. I know you do. They know you do. It's wrong. And that's why when Paul talks about the body, right? The members? The one that is always slipped by and the church never wants to talk about it is the one that gets most honored, though, is what? The hidden little ones, meaning your breasts and your genitals. And they're important. But it's a metaphor because we know, and anybody in street language knows, why do they use like motherfucker and stuff? They do that. It has nothing to do with sex. Absolutely nothing. But that they dishonor and abuse the body because they know you hide your body parts that are all the sexual stuff and convince people this is how you get this. Is it a woman? Well, of course it is. Now I want you to read what is the most dangerous saying I've ever read in advertisement. And I want you to read it real loud. It's,
okay.
It's an advertisement for the magazine Self. It's about 27 years old now.
Okay. Today's women are turned into more than their bodies. So is the magazine they read, Self. Self readers are successful career women used to making decisions, and Self's award-winning journalism gives them an edge. Timely articles on medical breakthroughs, in-depth fitness and nutrition coverage, new fashion and beauty ideas,
advice on finance, careers, relationships. So, be wise and invest in this important group of consumers. Now you can see yourself in self.
Read that last sentence.
Oh, it's a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Now, oh, this group pays attention. I like it. You're amazing. Go ahead.
Now can you see yourself in self?
Did God really say? You know, it's the first theologians, the serpent. No, read it one more time.
Oh, all right.
This is Augustine. This is Augustine's definition of sin.
The whole thing?
No, the very last
sentence. The last. Okay. Now, can you see yourself in self?
There you go. I don't know if I'm right, but I think it's half right at least. I want you to think about that. I'm going to pick on Red back there, the other Red, the older one. Birchfield. My boss, actually. How can you see yourself in self? Well, we know, because it's a magazine, I know what they're doing. What they're really doing is saying what? Theologically. It goes through the whole of Paul. Read every Paul's letter, you're going to hear it. Look in on yourself.
My navel is the center of the universe.
That's right. There it is, my friend. Oh, don't get embarrassed. I got a navel, just like you, and I happen to be a guy, so I got one of those things. Oh, you get quiet. Hopefully he's not a child predator. You don't know. You really don't know. We have ones that served right here in jail for 40 years for that. Married and kids and everything. Don't tell me we know. That's the wisdom that I have now at 63. You don't know. I don't know which one of you watched pornography. I don't know your thoughts as you undress people as they're walking by. The body is so important, isn't it? For Paul, the body of Christ is so important, and all its members. So we have a truncated body usually in the church. It's a nice head. I know that I'm photogenic, so I actually do get in the newspaper a lot. We may even use feet once in a while. I preached up here for Carol Paul, and I had just lost weight, and it was potato day. And 500 people, the bishops and everything. And I'm using pneumatic as a spirit term versus hermeneutic, which is also, we have hermeneutic faiths, you know, we seal ourselves in. And I'm going like this, and my pants fell down. Now what should you do? Well, you pick them up, fool. And I had nice feet. Thankfully, I followed my mother's wisdom. Always wear clean underwear. You never know when you're going to be exposed. And the gospel of Christ exposes us. What we are, not what this thing tells us we should be. I love that. Who's the woman that read? The young woman? You saw the question mark. You're a theologian already.
Teacher.
Oh. That's important today. Of kids?
Second grade. Yeah. Oh, English, wow. Very big.
I won't go there. I'll just try to stay on track a little bit. So we already heard from the psalm, though. Idols. Right? I mean, isn't that what he said? And just the last one, those who make them are like them. And of course, that's thousands of years ago. We are all, so are all who trust in them. And the heart of, in God we trust, wealth, money, which is certainly a god in our age. You can argue with me, don't. You can argue later. That's just simply, these are three positive things you'll find throughout the whole scriptures. The promise of health, wealth, or prosperity. And by the way, prosperity is something you need to understand in the scripture. Prosper did not mean money, it meant prosperity. Spiro in Latin means hope, pro, a move towards hope. So prosperity was always, you would have the means for hopeful living. Okay, and anybody who knows this knows that if that door is, we have the fire alarm and this place actually is burning, and that door is the only exit to life, doesn't everyone here want to have a hopeful chance of getting out there? That would be your prosperity, is if this community decided he goes first. Jerry. Not me, who's big and I can push my way through. and I would in the old days. So Jesus, the old self, would have pushed him aside, and I'm going through the door. Hospice, just the opposite. You brought just the opposite of the picture of life and death. And I know you're a faith person, so you also know it's not the last rung in the story. Live well, and you meant a lot of things when you said that. And so does this thing. And so, by the way, not to knock Self magazine, just so you understand something, even if it's, this is Self. They always say it's more than your body, but all 25 years covers say, every cover. Here, you want to see them? 25 years.
See, they make it hard for you to get in. I couldn't have three of these, could I? Oh, anyway, all 25 covers have the body.
And to give them credit, where did the pink ribbons come from for breast cancer? Women's breast cancer. Men get breast cancer, too, but rare, right? Okay, where did it come from, Miss Magazine? People who read it. That's the original one, and I don't know, I'm sure everybody co-ops it, it goes all over the place. So it's not that there's bad stuff sometimes in here, there's some very good things, just so you know. But if you actually analyze this thing for a second grader, it's always talking about money and sex, always. And then all of the advertising that is used for Self is just amazingly, for those who know how to analyze. See this? Look at this. This looks so innocent, but it's really a penis doing its thing. And that's me saying that. I also know it takes an incredible amount of energy and creativity to hide the item, so that you don't know you're looking at this. And it's about power, and then the words have to come out to do what it does. So as we look at healthy, wealthy, and wise for a moment, I would just encourage us to move on to what does it mean to be healthy in America today, not the world, but just here in America. How do we know it's an idol right now? Anybody watch the 5 o'clock news, 6 o'clock news? Anybody when they're on the outside? Nobody watches the news? Well, thank you. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay to watch the news. I just want you to pay attention like my friends that get me on my spelling. What's the commercials at the 5 o'clock news? Almost all of them today, unlike 10 years ago. And it's due to your profession, doctor. Say it loud. Don't be shy. They blast you with these things, and you can
ask your doctor,
and they give you this life death portfolio, right? It's all based on you are at the age, and it's usually 50 or over, and you're gonna die if you don't take Clavox or something rocks, you know. And in the street, they just tell you take a little crack or a little marijuana. I mean, it's not different. It's based on what? Is it based on freedom? Don't be afraid.
Fear.
It's fear. And the whole thing, Jesus is always coming in the room. Don't be afraid, you know. The prophets say, hey, I'm coming to tell you, and you're not going to like this, but don't be afraid. I have a crush on you, but don't be afraid. I am scared.
But the news itself is all fear-based.
Fear-based, thank you. Yes, keep going.
Why I don't watch it.
But I want us to concentrate just a moment on healthy, because that is such a powerful. And I'll do wisdom literature tomorrow. And my favorite book that Protestants took out, and Luther is the problem here, was Sirach, or Jesus ben Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus, not Ecclesiastes. It is written by one author. It's incredible. And it's just it's wisdom, though. It's not gospel. But how do you face each day in a chair, say? I'm serious. With joy? With bitterness? No, you're holding hands with your lover for 59 years?
Keep on doing it.
This is an example then. See, if we don't see it, it goes right by us. Because we've been programmed to wait for it to come in this. I'm not against the media, by the way. I find that to be a useful tool, and God has given us that tool. So I'm not here telling you the opposite. I'm not criticizing you for that. So, healthy. Pharmaceuticals. Every other commercial. Get to 6 o'clock, though. Now, some of the 6 o'clock people actually eat dinner. The older ones, like me. 5, you know, I'm tired already. I've been feared to death. And if I take the pill, I might die also, says the... At least they tell you that part. Okay, but what is the commercials after that? It gets into... It moves from healthy... And often on today's new pornography, it has to do with bonds and stocks and financial institutions. You'll see a host of them. Not maybe in your city. I just suggest you watch and see what the big money people are paying it so that they know... Guess what? How come they know... What time you're watching TV? They must be godlike, because they are godlike. They're omnipresent, 24/7. There's no more Sabbath. At least I couldn't get drunk on Sundays if I didn't have any booze, unless I had a good friend, because the liquor stores were closed. And now they're open in the state of Washington. It's worldwide. Nations in turmoil over this. France, one, is one of them. Even though they don't care about church, they could care less about church. But they want that one day of rest. At least they have the sense to want it. That's what I'm asking you. Do you want it? Or would you rather live the lie? Because finally, it's not just simple super. I'm not talking about super. I'm talking about what she was talking about. How do you get to the point where you live a good life? And I'm saying here, Jesus will give that with healthy, wealthy, and wise. Certainly the prophets would, if we ever get to the Bible. I believe in the living word, by the way, and that I feel the Spirit of God was speaking to you. Me, you have to decide whether it's the devil or the Spirit. Because the devil speaks the same language. The same exact language. Paul warns you what? That the devil is dressed how? How is the devil dressed? Cool.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, then there's we'll say it again.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, that's the animal image. Wolf in sheep's clothing. He says, basically, they're wearing the top. They're the suits. They're what people in cities call, hey, the suits are coming. The bureaucrats and so forth and so on. He says that. Why? Why is the Satan where Jesus is led into the basically healthy, wealthy, and wise? He's up on Wenatchee on the hill. I actually had that image. I called somebody in Tacoma just to let them know I was thinking of this. Sitting on the hill with the devil, if you will. I like Satan better than the devil, but Satan, the devil is okay. Diabolical. What are the three temptations? Take drugs? I don't think so. Become a pimp? I don't think so. What other bad thing? Don't get pregnant? I don't think so.
First one is turn stones into bread.
What's the first one? Anyone, just yell it out, loud.
Stones into bread.
Turn these stones into bread for the who? Poor. Man, I've been trying that for 20 years. It's out. Just send me a little more money, guys. Okay, that's one. Devil. Jesus responds, of course, with the scripture, word of God. Same scripture! What's the second one? I love this one. Because the two, by the way, this is just a medical fact. The two fears children are born with are what?
Falling.
Two fears, every child.
Falling.
Falling? Thank you. How did you know that? You dropped all your kids on their heads. I know what's wrong with Paul now. Okay. And what's the other fear?
Hunger.
What was it?
Hunger.
It could be hunger, but it was... Let me tell you something. Did you all wake up last night? Why do they call them alarms? I'm serious. Why do they call it an alarm? Why didn't they play Beethoven? Loud noise. I want you to think, August 6th is coming up. Try to imagine August 6th in the church. Anybody know what August 6th is? I want you to remember falling and the fear of loud noises, infants. Alarm. Get up, get out, move, be afraid. You could die. Okay, we have a gospel. Now, what happened on August 6th? Anybody?
Hiroshima.
Anybody?
Hiroshima.
Bombing of Hiroshima, technology of whatever sciences put together. We're always afraid the North Koreans are going to bring and da-da-da. And we blow up. What city? How long did it take? The actual bomb, not the development of the bomb, just the actual explosion.
Seconds.
And I'll just show you a picture of Dr. Riki, who just died this year. It was the Hiroshima Peace Group who came here in the 80s, Mrs. Nakanishi, Lutherans, to ask for forgiveness for the war. And she called it Pikadon. Just want you to hear the word, Pikadon, D-O-M or N. And it loud voice, a loud flash, right? What first comes with the what? The flash. Then the noise. Loud flash, or bright flash, blinding flash, loud noise. And then 140,000 people are eliminated. Okay. What else in the church year, for those who actually grew up in a church sensitivity, happened on August 6th? Every single year, what Sunday was it called? Sunday of Transfiguration. The goofs and Jesus go up the mountain. What happens? What did they see? Bright light. And a loud voice, loud voice saying what? Anybody quote it? You know it. I know you do. This is my child. I'll use the, just to keep in that. But my son. No, it's not just my son. What is it? My beloved son. I got a crush on you, Jesus. Watch out. Then what does he say? This is the part everyone in this room, and I know, I've lived under this torturous thing for decades until I realized, God, you are what to me? So we always forget the last part, which is really the heart of it, for me anyway. You are my beloved son. And Matthew says something like, listen to me. But before the listen to me thing, you are what? Everybody wants this. Everybody, let me tell you something. I don't know if you're a good woman or not, are you? God, she's one of those arrogant dudes. I love them. They're so honest that you can't stand them. You are pleasing to me. In the Greek, it's EU. Dokio. Every time you see an EU beside a word, euthanasia, good death versus a bad death. Go ahead, think of some of them. Just dream them up.
Eucharist.
A good Thanksgiving.
Euphorism.
Euphemism is what? I don't remember that one. That's a good one.
Euphoria. Sounds better.
It sounds better. Euphoria is what? I just took my shot of whatever. Coffee, stay awake. In the street, maybe a little stuff in the vein.
Eulogy.
Eulogy is what?
Good words.
Good words, okay. So we understand, this is what is said in those texts. But first, the bright flame. God, it's just stunning. You know, you look at the sun, it's just can't. Anybody here in the winter with the snow?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that like you go out there and the sun, if it happens to be here, you only got a moment of sun though. And it just blinds you. Okay, two, and then the loud. This is Pikadon. One is the world standards of doing it. That's what Paul means when he's always talking about this stuff. How the world sees us. To win a war, you blow up 140,000. What's the difference if it's 200,000 or 6 million? They don't look at them as blowing up individuals. And so on the Transfiguration, the Mount, August 6th, whoa, what an image. A couple of disciples. Kind of to witness the thing. You are my beloved son. That's why love is so dangerous. But this part is what I have found in all communities. But am I pleasing to you? Simply, I like you. I often wonder how hard, why is that so difficult for us? I just like you. I'm not trying to put a make on you. I may, but I'm not. You know what I mean? You don't have to be afraid. Somebody mentioned that the other day. Why it was you can have kids up here and not be afraid. I think it was Jeff's wife, who I've known when she used to work for First Place for Children. Always protecting, caring, loving them. That's what she sees here. And if it did happen, somebody would respond, by the way, right? That's the wisdom. You see a kid being raped out here, all of us? Tell me what you would do in your wisdom. Put your phone on and call 911? And then you can't get anywhere. No, seriously, what would you do if a kid is being attacked right out here?
We'd get him.
Or it could be a bear. I suppose we don't have to use a street image. How about just a plain old nature image? The bear is ripping apart this kid. What would we do? You'd make a loud noise. And you're not that young. I can hear that fool woman screaming her fool head off. And she doesn't care what I think about her. She cares about this young girl. And she'd probably, I'll bet you'd even go out there. Not crazy, you know you're not going to beat the bear, but... Okay, I say that because a lot of times we think we are powerless in the face of what I would say is the idols. What can I do about health, wealth, and I want to stay alive, I need some money in my pocket, you know? And the future, you know, I'm going to retire someday. What a joke. Now if I... Those bureaucrats, I still don't get paid enough for what I do.
How we keep you working.
I get a kick out, because Red's a friend. You see, that's different. He's a bureaucrat too, but he's a friend. He's got limitations and rules, but he's a friend. And so I could cry yesterday after the service, because I was just, I'm an emotional mess right now, just so you don't have to know that. But I'm telling you, so now you know. See, now you're going to be real sensitive with me, right? Don't be sensitive with me. I'm terrible that way. Be very harsh. You didn't spell the name. Jeez. I could have gotten into a whole curse sequence with you. And Red comforted me last night. Without telling you why. I don't need to tell you why. I was just in pain. I was hurting because of the idols of this world, by the way. When they don't become the gifts... but they become actually idols, which I trust more than the actual pain and suffering and death that I am going through. Or as I talk to these wonderful folks from Nina and Appleton, who know my sister Christina, who's on the cover of Time magazine. You didn't know that, did you? Well, of course, you have to fake it a little. It was my birthday, July 8th. My son's July 7th, my anniversary July 11th. You see this little picture? This is a wonderful article, by the way. I would read it if I were you, especially some of you who have brothers and sisters and follow that. This is called How Your Siblings Make You Who You Are. And if you translate this theologically, how does the family of God, your siblings, make you who you are? That's what I'm asking people to do theologically, as I know I'm not. That's how I read the scripture. How are you shaped into what this place has always said, a new creation? Paul will say, no, I don't look at you the same way now that I'm in Christ. This is wonderful. And then my wife, who doesn't usually do that, she's a linear, straight-thinking, she thinks I'm creative. She's very creative. She's always been creative. She got a picture of my sister and me. Here's my sister Christina from Appleton, Wisconsin, with her arm around little brother Ronnie. Right? I have a whole packet I'm sending her. I've made a copy. This is the body of Christ, then. Your siblings. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who are my sisters, says Jesus? When they say, hey, your mother and brother are outside, wait a minute. Who are they? Anybody? I know you already know your Bible. Many of you know your Bible, so just say it. Why would Jesus even say that? Come on. Hey, I was with a Catholic woman, a young girl, the other day in one of these things that I talked with, just on an informal. She's Roman Catholic. She didn't know Jesus had brothers and sisters. because she's so convinced that Mother, you know, the Immaculate Mary couldn't have had kids after that first yearning event. But the scripture says what? Your brother, your sister are all outside with mom. What does he say? They're waiting for you.
These are my brothers and sisters.
Who are? Say it. Don't just point. I want to hear from this mentored by Paul Hindley guy.
These people that are around me here.
The one who doesn't know.
Okay, now we're getting close, but you gotta scream it out because the world will out-scream you. What, say it.
I think it's the one who does the will of God.
The one who does the will of God. Of course, you gotta figure out then what is the will of God. And then all of a sudden, those of us who are worried about the 99 sheep to get into our church to have a church growth movement, and then Jesus just, you know, he's annoying as hell. Why don't you go after that one over there? I mean, and leave this wonderful flock? Yes, fool, leave it. You don't mean that, do you? Yes. That's the problem, isn't it? And he will believe it, Jesus, that is, till the very end of the story for us, right? It's not the bad guys who killed Jesus. That's the worst part for me. Right? I always said what killed Jesus was money and sex. Verlon and I were having a little discussion about that. Not sex. I'm not talking about intercourse. I'm talking about... Come on, we're going to do a little betrayal. A cup like that, you know, you're going to have to go pot.
I'm awake.
And he's not even American. Look, he's got this India. Well, that's a beer. See how language, here I thought he was this kind of guy going to save all those poor people in India, Mother Teresa, and Greg, and he's a beer hound. Okay, just to be serious, this is serious to me. I've thought about this often, because at now my wisdom at age, I've watched churches collapse over money and sex. And I don't mean sex intercourse, just so you're clear on that. I mean sexuality, meaning Jesus came in the flesh, and the touch and the healings are always touching that which was not touchable, if you will. And there's always a word, and of course as Lutherans, Catholics too, we always said baptism have to have the common water and the word. And the Eucharist or the good Thanksgiving would be wine and bread. So today, then the betrayal of the gods of our age, healthy, wealthy, and wise, when we look in as that definition is, onto ourselves, I don't see my brother and sister in need. But his friends did see it. And Judas, whether you believe the Judas gospel or not, I don't care. My point is this, the 30 pieces of silver, he makes the deal. And the deal is what? I'll hand them over to you. That's all the betrayal is. Okay, I give you the 30. Okay? Stay awake in a garden, not in church. They're all there, his followers. They're tired because they got the alarm woken up every 6 hours or 4 hours. Man, that damn thing keeps going off. And I say that because he really is a curse. You gotta get mad at it sometimes. I would if I was staff. But and so here's Paul, Jesus. No, you're
Judas.
You want to be Judas?
Well, I don't know.
I'll be Jesus. I don't get to be Jesus much anymore. So you got your money in your pocket, your beer in the other pocket.
Judas or Jesus?
You're Jesus. What do you want to be? JJ? You got JJ. They're both J's.
Yes, I got the
some people get them confused. And then the disciples are sleeping. They just cannot stay awake for the suffering and the death and the tragedy, which is betrayal. Now come and do the sex thing to me. You got to do it physically. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
It even has a sound. It's the sound of death. This is what it is. And this is my friend. We've been through a lot. We fed the hungry. We healed the sick. We raised the dead. But you politically saw me as a fool. My friend. The Godfather would have just wiped you out. That's why gang members love The Godfather. You betray the family, and you're a goner, brother. Don't tolerate this. This is amazing, isn't it? That Jesus does not wipe out his betrayer at the Eucharist. He knows, whether he knows it is whatever, but he knows somebody in the church is going to stab him in the back. In this case, he's just going to kiss him. This is the power of that drama. And so what happens? They arrest him. And then you know the rest of the story. And whether Jesus really, I mean, Judas actually commits suicide, I tell you, bad death is really ugly. She said, I didn't have a chance for forgiveness. It's just, it's better off dead, frankly. And I watch it in community, by the way. In urban cities, you can go everywhere around the world and find this to be true now. And it shouldn't shock us why terrorists will do the things they do. But it's, that's kind of a jump for this. But it's not a jump because this is the idols that are shaping us. They're forming us, if you will. And when we're formed to such an extent that we can't give back the 30 pieces of silver, you know, keep it, Microsoft. Not me. I don't want that fun. You know, actually, I like Gates. He was influenced by who? By the way, just so we understand this money thing, who, how did Bill and Melinda Gates change, repent their fortune to do what now they're doing with other fortunes? Did you ever see it in the New York Times?
Yeah,
it's Lutheran related, by the way. It was sitting in President Bush's office with his wife, Laura, Bill and Melinda, and the guy who graduated from PLU. Any PLU graduates here? Yeah, they got one back there. You remember Bill Fagey? What did Fagey do for the world? He didn't do it himself, but he's accredited with it. He wiped out smallpox in the world. Here he is sitting in the front page of the New York Times, and the article simply says they're meeting to talk about strategically dealing with philanthropy, which is the brotherly love and how we get it out to the world and save it. 3 weeks later, front page, Bill Gates, big old little smile, his little Microsoft smile. And he says, what good is it to give computers and high tech technology to all these countries that have to live on a dollar a day? And they switch their whole emphasis to public health, AIDS, whatever the other stuff is, malaria. Anybody can just yell it out. I don't always know what it is.
Illiteracy for children.
Illiteracy for children, the second grade teacher. And in domestically, in Tacoma, it's all over the place. They give this money for special schools, on and on and on. It came out of a knowing that Dick Fagey, who ran Emmanuel Lutheran, who's been my biggest supporter, and I don't even agree with him theologically. He's on the wrong side of the sex issue, by the way, by my standards. By his standards, I'm a loser. But in the standards of serving the people of Christ, God's family, I'm doing the right thing. So, you gave me a real kiss. Is there hope even for Judas, though? For us? Yes. That's the gospel, yeah. Now, use that 30 pieces. Throw it back at him if you want. Make fun of the devil. But it's up to you. You sure you don't want it?
No.
You didn't even buy you an ice cream here. Okay. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. How about wise? Anybody before we, what time? It's almost over. You got to end on time, Paul told me. We never even got to the scripture part. So if you want that, I will bring it back to you tomorrow. Why don't I just end with some? This one I know you all know. I even have it up on my refrigerator door, Romans 12. Anybody want to just quote it? Some of you know by heart. I know you do. Romans 12, 1.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Okay. Go, keep going.
That you may prove what is good, acceptable in the sight of God.
Wow. Chapter 12 is moving into ethics. It's the because therefore, because Christ has come and did everything. Therefore, now, act like that. By the way, the word world that you said, right? What's the actual literal translation? Age. That's how it relates to, it's, don't fall for the age. And so as we go the whole week, I actually have stuff that I will do. So that's one. The other, as we end here, we didn't study it, but you'll survive, right? Oh, I always like to use Ephesians. Why don't we just end with that? Don't be conformed to, I used to use patterns of this world, or the paradigms, but be transformed. And using healthy, wealthy, and wise, by the way. You can find that throughout the whole scriptures. It's incredible. To be new creations in our communities that we find ourselves in. Not the ones I'm in, the one you're in. And you need to know that where you are teaching second graders is just an incredible thing. Are you with anybody?
No.
Just, you're just a teacher, huh?
3 weeks. Yeah.
3 weeks. Are you serving up here?
Yeah, I'm short term. Yeah.
Well, we're long term staff, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are long term staff. This is the beginning. You're here for the whole ride. That's the hard part for a lot of institutions to realize. We're not going to go out there and save people and everything, right? We're talking, I'm writing my first thank you in 20 years to the whole church that gave money. And I don't send in reports because I refuse to do it. I'm telling you in front of my boss.
None of us knew that either.
Yeah, I know. I actually have a theological reason somewhere for that. Just so we have a sense that on that money was the symbol of who we trust, George Washington. I even brought my own American flag. I'll bring it down tomorrow. Because you could even make that into the God, the understanding of not wrapping our ideologies, but unwrapping it and seeing domestic violence in the city. I'm going to show that. So as we move, I pray to you that you can stay awake. It's the long haul, right? That's why Sherry, is it Sherry?
Sonia,
rather. I'm sorry, Sherry's mom. You got S names. See, like J names. Sherry so beautifully said that. You live a good life.
Sonia.
Sonia. Did I say Sherry? Did your mom give you birth?
We were playing.
It doesn't matter then. That's how I look at it.
Don't ever let her hear you say that.
No, I know. She would probably hit me. Okay? And remember John and he becomes a light in the world of the idols. And it's a strange thing. We name more children John than Herod, I think. I haven't met you in Herod. Have you met a Herod lately? There may be in some of these weird communities that I kind of frequent. But I haven't met too many Herods. And I would suggest to you that his message is also incredibly powerful, right? And he stood up for in a day of marriage, who gives a heck of who you marry? The preacher, who was our preacher yesterday? Larry? Larry brought up this whole generation thing of this sister, that. I mean, you could do that here. This place is incestuous. It is. not negatively, but how we're related. And so we're family, according to Jesus. And so he actually starts a family that includes the people that we didn't think were that important. The members of the body that we cover and they expose to protect, you know, isn't it an odd switch what they do to us? It's not about our body, and that's the only thing you see in self. And so we're obsessed with it. And women have paid a terrible price, by the way. And young people, young women especially, have paid a horrible price. And my friend, I was going to name you my son, oh, Verlon. When we talk about prostitution, why girls would ever get into that? Well, I think we could come up with why. And the gods would be speaking loudly. And the pimps who then use women for their purposes. And so these are dangerous things by themselves that are, if they're not checked by thoughtful, reflective people who pay attention, spelled it wrong, kid. And so John at least gives us the wings to pay attention to who's coming after he's beheaded. And I love the church, not afraid to show the severed head, the dead body, the abused woman, child, man. Men are abused also. I was abused, I know, from other men. So if we have that experience, and I don't mean we should tell our secrets here, but it's wonderful when you do, and what your real fears are, not just the societal ones. And so this is the gospel. It gives us a language to speak to each other in honesty and integrity. It's amazing. And so then this could be a political symbol, blue, red, for the nation, da, da, da. Or it can be in my context. Context is important. This is the Bloods and the Crips. So when I speak to them one-to-one, I'm not talking about the political red, blue divisions in this nation right now. I talk to them by their craziness. How can we reconcile? And I'll share some of those actual reconciliations that are taking place, I hope, in your cities, if you come from them. How many are rural-based folkies? Can you just say where?
Oak Harbor.
Where?
Oak Harbor.
Didn't you marry Jerry Buss?
I did.
I know the fool. He I tried to counsel him not to marry the other. Darlene, he didn't listen. And then he heard. Something woke him up, and he has the spying person. I say that to you because it's true. That's why I tell you. Anyone else? That's rural, but that's pretty. You're next to the might and right, you know, everything there.
Yes,
wrapped in the American flag, and whew, you're from there too, so you forget you. How about you two guys?
Newport, Oregon.
Yay. Oh, Newport.
Yes.
That's a weird little place. You got any Puerto Ricans there? I probably not, huh?
That's Hispanic, so probably.
All Hispanic, no Puerto Ricans. How about you?
Walpole, 15 miles south.
Oh, is that right? Are you a pretty white group? Do you have a bar?
One or two, yes.
One or two? You got a problem in your town then. I already know, right? Do you have a bar? He's already there looking for his India beer. I say that, but a lot of times we think all the problems are located in places. So I will ask us this week to think of place, why this place is so important, why the scripture constantly refers to place, and then how that becomes holy versus it's just another place. And I want you to think of your own places. Okay, it's 10 o'clock and we need to end. Thank you for coming this morning. And if I don't even see you after this, God's peace be with you.